Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. Joining me today is Kelsey McCrary and Ann Bloxham-Smith. We're talking about the Downtown Gallery Crawl coming up Thursday night. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you, Corey.
Glad y'all are here, and this thing continues to grow each and every time we do it. And let's start at the top. Let's start with, when is the gallery crawl? What time?
Okay, it's from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock tomorrow night, Thursday night. And it's 9 galleries, Monroe, West Monroe, downtowns.
And Kelsey, do you get to drive the folks around in the golf cart?
They probably don't want me to drive the folks around in the golf cart, but we will have what we jokingly call our crawlers out there to help you move across Endham Bridge and get you from Antique Alley back to Art Alley.
All right, so all over downtown Monroe, all over downtown West Monroe, and Ann, I'll start with you. Where do we start this time?
Well, I'm starting at Sugar Gallery on Art Alley in Monroe. They're doing a show called Unburied Treasure, and it's actually kind of inspired by one of their artists, Scott Stone, who does what's called upcycling, and he takes old guitars and
turns them into works of art.
They're art. Yeah. He uses all kinds of found objects with the guitars to make these works of art. They're very fascinating.
I used to own a music store. I've sold thousands of guitars in my life, and I immediately stopped when I saw them one night, and I went, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're
the coolest
really
thing
cool.
I ever did was make a birdhouse out of one.
So all of the artists sort of took that idea, and in whatever way that they make art, whether that's painting or, you know, furniture or whatever, they've all sort of incorporated that into their pieces. And the Monroe Symphony was kind enough to lend us a violinist, so you'll have some added atmosphere in Sugar Gallery tomorrow night.
And another cool thing at Sugar Gallery is our brand new sponsor, Blake Phillips, from the Bayou Rue restaurant up on 165. He's going to be there at Sugar serving wonderful food. So he's a new sponsor, so I want to do a shout out to Blake.
So don't miss it.
All right, moving on. The where are we at? The outside gallery, is that the next one?
Yeah, so the outside gallery is actually a wall, and it faces the railroad tracks on Art Alley. You can't miss it if you just round the corner. And they have a lot of fun. They're very flexible in what they show, and they always want to bring something different that you can't always show in a more traditional gallery space, so to speak. So if you made it to the Master Museum's juried exhibition, you would have seen a piece by this artist. It's Kai Ito, and I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I think so, yeah.
But it's going to be photography. It's named It Made Angels Out of Everybody. And it's his work is very interesting, many layers as far as theme and even just in process. So you definitely want to come out and maybe even ask some questions if you see some of us walking around there about that piece.
And this is outside, right by the railroad track at Art Alley.
At the end of Art Alley.
On the back of the building.
Right, right.
So I took some pictures out there at the last one, and that was pretty cool.
It's literally the outside gallery.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about outside real quick. Are there other activities just like happening out in the street, different places?
Yeah. Outside at on Art Alley, there's going to be an activity where you can watch the artists in action. And so that's going to be very cool. The organization, Families Helping Families, is going to be involved in this. And really, Kelsey, I think, knows more details about this.
Yeah, so Claire Stammerjohn, who actually is a professor here at ULM, reached out to us to ask us to come alongside them and help them with this project. They've allowed the clients and the families of Families Helping Families to paint on these canvases. And so our artists are stepping in and just helping to refine those and get them to a more finished look. And then you need to stay tuned because we are going to be auctioning those off at the August crawl, and all proceeds go directly back into Families Helping Families.
Kelsey McCrary, Ann Bloxham-Smith with me. We're talking about the gallery crawl Thursday night, downtown Monroe and West Monroe, 5 to 9. Let's mention this, too. The art community kind of suffered a little bit of a loss here recently because the permanent collection of the Masser Museum was damaged in a fire at the building where they stored it. And it was down at the other end of the building, but it still got a lot of smoke damage.
Right.
What are you guys doing, and kind of what's going on in the art community in that realm?
The Masser is starting, because of this event, they're trying to turn a negative into a positive. So the museum itself is turning into a conservation center, trying to rejuvenate these pieces of art. There's a lot of cleaning and so on going on there. But they're also starting these pop-up exhibits around town because since they're using the museum building for conservation, they're doing exhibits to get the art out to the community. So this time at Outside Gallery is just one of those efforts. It's called Alt-X, Alternative Exhibitions. And so this Kai Ito is one of those pop-up exhibits that's going to be going on.
What else will be happening downtown? Lots of other galleries. Upstairs Gallery, what's going on?
So Upstairs is doing a pretty cool concept this time around, where they're calling it Open Studio, and you can once again, we've got a lot of process going on this time, and you can witness their process. You can see the artists in action. So all of their resident artists are going to be there, and they all have a ton of different mediums that they work in, so that's going to be pretty cool. And then across the hallway in the big room, you've got a group show that's also got an interesting concept, where they're looking at our technological process versus our primitive beginnings and how all those things work together. But I did want to mention, we've got a couple of guest artists that have come from out of town this time. So the Palace Gallery is showing someone from Harding University. It's going to be some really cool prints.
The Palace also has that new music on the Bayou. They've got six artists appearing
there
playing music.
Starts at 7 p.m. that night, so they're going to do a quick show.
That should be great.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that either. And then Rumo's across the way is going to be showing Michael Casey. He's from the Roughneck brand. He creates his own clothing line and does some street art and things like that, so you definitely don't want to miss that either.
Garrett House. Don't miss Garrett House, because that's West Monroe High School art students.
Yeah, they did giant size snacks.
Yeah, this is really cool. So that's going to be fun.
I like giant snacks. Now, there are snacks at many of the galleries. Also, beverages.
Yeah, we got to thank Marsala Beverage and Choice Brands for their awesome support of us every single time. So
that's right. And also all of our many wonderful sponsors. They're just great to us.
You can find out more on our website, kedm.org. But Ann, if there's somewhere on the internet they can go, where would that be?
Yeah, they can go to our Facebook page, which is Downtown Gallery Crawl.
Downtown Gallery Crawl, Thursday night, 5 to 9 p.m. in downtown Monroe and West Monroe.